is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this Lord's Day broadcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share a portion of your worship experience with us today, and I promise you won't be disappointed as we have another beautiful song for you today, and we are continuing with our Sunday-only series, The Redeemer, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. And we'll continue in just a moment, but before we get to all of that, I know that I mentioned several weeks ago to look out for our Gospel Hour newsletter, our annual newsletter, and it has been delayed because of the hurricane that went through here. A lot of devastation, and we were delayed, but it is going out now, so look for it very soon. Right now, let's hear Day by Day, and then Dr. Green.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, dear Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to look into the perfect law of liberty, thank God. Thank God for the perfect law of liberty, the word of God. As we look into the word, lead us, guide us, direct us, and speak to us, and through us, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, you know, I discussed the better covenant that we have in Jesus over the old covenant that was on tables of stone. Now, in the Old Testament era, the law was upon tablets of stone. But thank God, in this day of grace, we have the law of God upon our hearts. Jesus abides in our heart, and He fulfilled the law every jot and every tittle. Isn't it wonderful? We have the perfect law in our heart, the perfect law of liberty. And if the Son of God shall set you free, hallelujah, you're free indeed. You're not in bondage to any man, any program, any ritual, or any law. Some of you precious people, I beg you to hear the word, and sever relations with people who are binding burdens upon you that you cannot carry, neither can they carry. You have no rest. You have no peace. You are burdened down with religion and religious activity and rituals and programs and ceremonies, but you have no peace and no rest in your poor, troubled soul. Now today, I want to speak to you about the better mediator between God and man. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, the priest went into the Holy of Holies and offered the blood for the people in the Old Testament era. But I want to tell you, my friend, when the Son of God died, that priest business ceased to be. Now, Brother Green, do you have any scripture for that? Yes. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. And we, 1 Peter 2:9, we are kings and priests of God. And we enter boldly into the Holy of Holies by His shed blood. So I'm thanking God that every believer, I don't care how weak a believer you may be, if you're born again, you are a priest of God, and you have a perfect right to enter boldly into the Holy of Holies and make your request known unto the Lord. Now take your Bible. Turn to 1 Timothy 2, and I want to read verse 5, and then I'm going back to the book of Hebrews. We're going to stay in the book of Hebrews the rest of this week, but we're going to be using other verses in other books. Now in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, we have these gigantic words. Listen, for there is one God. You don't doubt that, do you? One God. You don't doubt that. All right. Now, and one mediator. Now that means one lawyer or one go-between. Or one intercessor. Now that is, if I wanted to make peace with you, and I sent one of my friends to tell you that I would like to meet you to make peace with you, then that friend that I send is the intercessor. And he intercedes to you for me. Now get this, beloved. Take it. It's God Almighty's inspired, Holy Ghost given, written word as God's holy man wrote down what God told him to write. Now look, there is one God, one mediator between God and man, or men, between God and men. Now the last part, the man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. Now in the Old Testament era, there were many intercessors. Down through the Old Testament era, there were many intercessors. But today, since the day of Pentecost, since the day of the Ascension, when the man, Christ Jesus, ascended back to heaven with a glorified body, great is the mystery of godliness, yes. God manifest in a body, in flesh. And Jesus, when he raised from the dead, brought that body glorified out of the grave. He said, Mary, don't touch me yet. I haven't ascended to my God and your God, my Father and your Father. And then he did ascend, and then they held his feet, they kissed his feet, they fell at his feet, and he took that body to heaven. The disciples stood on the Mount of Olives and watched that body go into heaven, and two men in white garments in Acts 1:10 and 11 said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus shall come in like manner. He's coming back in like manner. He's coming back in a body of flesh and bone. A body just like you saw him go away. Now we have a better mediator than the old covenant. We have a more glorious mediator than the old covenant. Why? Because Jesus once for all entered into the Holy of Holies with his own blood and purchased redemption, as I told you yesterday, with his own blood, the remission of sin, that you and I might stay out of hell. And God bless you, there is no religion, no preacher, no missionary, no teacher, no intercessor, no person, no man, no woman, no body on this earth that can intercede to God for you. It is Christ. He is the only mediator. He is the only intercessor, and he is there today at the right hand of God the Father to intercede for us. And don't get mad with Oliver Green. Get mad with God. He wrote the Bible. I didn't write it. I didn't write 1 Timothy 2:5. Get mad with the Lord. Get mad with the Holy Spirit. Get mad with God. Don't get mad with me. I didn't put it in there. God said there is one mediator. There is one intercessor. There is one go-between, and that is the man, Christ Jesus, and there is no other. There is no other. I can pray for you, but I can't do your praying. I can pray that God will have mercy on you, but I can't do your confessing. You'll have to confess your own sins to God Almighty, not Oliver Green. You'll have to confess through Jesus Christ, and he is the mediator. He said, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. You deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. Matthew 10. But now listen, he's the only one that can confess you to God Almighty, and I challenge anybody anywhere on the face of this earth to prove otherwise from the Bible. And then some of you say, well, Preacher Green, is the Bible all the Word of God? It most assuredly is. All Scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for correction, instruction, and doctrine, and so on, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God's man is perfect and thoroughly. That is, he has a perfect gospel and thoroughly furnished with gospel. And we don't need what Dr. Sounding Brass or Professor Tinkling Cymbal or anybody else added to it or took from it. God bless you. The Word of God is final. It's fixed. It's final. And it's filed. It's settled in heaven where the devil and the thieves of modernism and all the other isms and schisms and spasms can get their filthy hands on it to destroy its blood-bought redeeming message. I'm talking about the Word of God. Now there's one mediator, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5. Now he is a better mediator. Look at Hebrews 3 and let's read. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. What's his name? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Amen. Yes, Jesus Christ is his name. Singular. Singular. There's only one. One mediator. One high priest. His name is Jesus Christ. It's in Hebrews 3:1. Read it. Hebrews 3:1. I'm not reading my notes. I don't have any. Don't make them. No, sir. I'm reading out of the Bible. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that hath appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Note. Verse 3, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Note, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Note, verse 5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after, but Christ as a son over his own house. Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we. Now we're that house, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Now then, Christ is much better than Moses. Christ is a much better covenant than the Moses covenant, because Moses was faithful in his house, But God Almighty is the builder of every house, but Jesus is the son of his own house. Now, Jesus was God in flesh, the Word in flesh. That is, in the beginning was the Word, and in the olden times God spake through the prophets, but hath in these last days spoken unto us by his only begotten Son, the only mediator between God and man, the one of whom God said in an audible voice, as Jesus stood in the River Jordan and the Holy Ghost upon him, God Almighty said from beyond the blue sky in heaven, the third heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. And I'm going to tell you right now, my friend, if you've fallen anybody else, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you. That goes for the Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Holiness, and all the rest of you. I don't have time to name them all. I just say all the rest of you. If you're following any man except the man Christ Jesus, if you're following any religion except the religion the Lord Jesus bought with his blood, if you're following any program except his program, he said adorn, that is, put on the doctrine of God. And if any come unto you and bring not the doctrine of Jesus Christ, do not invite him into your house and do not bid him Godspeed. If you do, you are a partaker of his evil deeds. And so, if you are following any religion, any program, any man, except the man Christ Jesus, then I feel sorry for you when you stand in the presence of God Almighty in all of his holiness to be dealt with in holiness. Now, the only way in the world that you can please God and I can please God or anybody else can please God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we confess him before this sinful and adulterous generation, he said, I'll confess you before my Father. But if you deny me before this sinful and adulterous generation, I'll deny you. There's one mediator. There is one go-between. There is one door, one way, one truth, one bread, one water, one good shepherd. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we are saved by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So hallelujah for our mediator. Yes, this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Now we are that house, and Jesus bought us with his blood, and we are members of his body, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And thank God we are united with him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit when we are born into the family of God by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus. We're saved by grace, and grace is applied by faith. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we are saved from the condemnation of sin and death. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that we might become the righteousness of God through him. Now, in 1 John 2, I want you to notice two verses. 1 John chapter 2 and two verses. Here they are. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. But, or rather, and, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, note, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have an advocate, now that's a mediator, a paraclete, a go-between, a lawyer, one who pleads for us. Please listen, my little children, he couldn't be talking to sinners. He's talking to born-again believers. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. God said, I don't want my little children sinning. But if any man sin, if we do sin, thank God we have an advocate with the Father. Not the preacher, not the doctor, not the lawyer, not the missionary, not the Sunday school teacher, not mother, not daddy. But hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And he is the propitiation, and that word means forgiveness or atonement for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. So you see, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God the Father today, making intercession for his own. By and through his shed blood, we have the forgiveness of sins. We do not bring an offering today. We do not bring a lamb or a pigeon or a dove, because Jesus entered with his own blood once for all. That does not need to be repeated. He entered one time and finished it. He laid his life down. He shed his blood that you and I might have life and have it abundantly through his finished work. So thank God we have a better covenant. The old covenant was on tables of stone, but the new covenant is within our heart, praise the Lord. We have a better mediator. The priest had to go in first for himself and then for the people. But our mediator, the man Christ Jesus, entered once for all. He gave his own blood, and now he ever lives to intercede for you and me. So my precious weak brother, my weak sister, my dear weak believer, if you've sinned and come short of the glory of God, if you have faltered and failed, don't throw up your hands and quit, but get on your knees and come to Jesus, the mediator between you and God Almighty. Jesus is anxious. He's willing. He's ready to forgive your sin and make it right between you and God the Father. Just remember, without holiness, no man shall see God. And the only way in the world that you and I can be holy is to be covered by his holy blood. And so when we plead the blood and claim the covering of his blood for our sin, then we're holy because his blood covers our sin. Our holiness is in his blood. Our righteousness is in his blood. Our redemption is in his blood. Our salvation is in his blood. There is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Accept him now, will you? Father, take the message and use it to the glory of our Christ, in whose name we've sent it out. Save the soul that's nearest hell and set at liberty those who are in the bondage of fear and under the law of some religion or man. Give victory, and we'll give God the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again. And as we approach the end of October, I have a new gift offer for you this week, one that we are very excited about because it contains a new item for us here. We put this little mini series of messages together for you, and it's only one item in our gift offer P. Now, gift offer P, besides that item, contains a book and 10 copies of a very popular 4-page tract by my dad. And all of that is in our gift offer P, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Now, you know we work each and every day to get the gospel out, and we can only do that through your donation. So if you can add some extra $25, $30, $40, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I urge you to do so to help us help others come to Christ. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer P, I'm excited to tell you about our first item. I call it the Gospel in a Nutshell. Now, it contains two messages preached by Dr. Green on the radio. It will be on a CD, one compact disc. Now, these weren't preached in two consecutive days, but I heard the first one. I was very impressed. And then a week or two, 3 weeks, sometime later, I heard the second one. And I thought this would make a wonderful, wonderful mini-series. So I went back and found the first one, and we have put it together on one CD. Now, also, we have several songs to go along with the theme, The Gospel in a Nutshell. The first message talks about John 3:16, so I know you'll find it very helpful as a soul winner. Then we have Glimpses of Heaven. Now, this is another book that we put together here at the Gospel Hour, a perfect bound book, 164 pages long, five great sermons by my dad, all talking about heaven. I enjoyed reading these sermons so much that I wanted to put them in this book for you. Finally, 10 copies of the Soul Winning Booklet, Have You Heard? Now, after you see this, I'm sure you will order more, and we're happy to send as many as you want of this four-page track, Have You Heard? So to get all of this, just ask for Offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.